Hello and welcome to level 53 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. Welcome back to another level. It's good to have you here. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that if you are enjoying the show, if you like a bit of Three Extra Lives pie every week in your podcasting ears, then I do have a Patreon over at patreon.com/3extralives. I do post additional content there for my Patreonies, and you think, hey, I'd like to support this podcast a little more, then head over there and you'll unlock some behind the scenes stuff, some other content from me that I don't post anywhere else. That can be the thought process behind something, or little teasers about upcoming projects that I'm working on. Sometimes I release episodes early over there. It's a bit of a mixed bag of all things good. That's patreon.com/3extralives. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. Now, if you were here in the very, very, very early days of Three Extra Lives, I'm talking level 2 of Three Extra Lives, you might remember I talked about a certain giraffe known as Lord Winklebottom. Yes, Lord Winklebottom. We're talking about Lord Winklebottom again, because it's been a while, and I figured, why not? Because as part of the Gorilla Collective event, and now with the Steam Game Festival Summer Edition, there's a bit more information about Lord Winklebottom coming out. That includes a new character reveal of Ambrose the Butler, who is a sloth. And just to confirm that if you don't know what Lord Winklebottom is, Lord Winklebottom Investigates was a game that was on Kickstarter. It got funded back in 2019. And it's a game set in the 1920s. You have the main protagonist, Lord Winklebottom, who is a giraffe, with his trusty sidekick, Dr. Frumple. And they are heading off to the island of Bahast, where they are going to be solving a murder most foul. And it's a point-and-click adventure game. There's mystery, there's puzzles, it's all that kind of stuff that you know and love. And coinciding with this as well was a special preview demo, which is available on Steam. If you head over there, Lord Winklebottom Investigates, you will find this special preview demo, which gives you a sneak peek into the opening series of events in this game. And I have to say, I had the privilege of streaming this and being joined by the developer from Cave Monsters, Charlotte Summerland, who helped me through the opening puzzles. I did get stuck a couple of times, but I have to say it was really entertaining to finally get my hands on this game. I know there have been demos circulating about for a while now, but this one coincided with these events and I thought it's time to have a taste of Winklebottom, you know, have a taste of it. And I have to say this has made me just even more hyped for a game I was already hyped for. I have to say that I think people watching the stream as well were in the same kind of mood of just how delightfully witty and funny this game is. The British humor is rife in this game, but it's executed in such a charming way that you just want more of it. And it's a really exciting project. It's so warming, and the puzzles are quite tricky. I mean, it's not so difficult that you can't solve them, even though I did get some help from the developer, which, you know, I'm not gonna say no to backseat driving from the developer, because that's awesome to even have them in your stream while you're playing their game. It's a very, very cool feeling. All I'll say is just take your time, make sure you're talking to everyone, getting all the information. And the puzzles felt really, really clever to start off with. Not so hard that I think you'd be unable to solve them, but not really simplistic that you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, this doesn't really take any sort of thinking. It was a really nice balance. And even though, yes, I did get help, I still think that's at a really nice spot, and I'm hoping it kind of continues that level of puzzle difficulty throughout. The planned release date for this game now is quarter one of 2021. Obviously, these dates can change, and with state of the world right now, things definitely can change, but that's what it's penciled in for. But I just wanted to say, if you remember me talking about Lord Winklebottom, or even if you don't, definitely go check out that demo on Steam. It is a lot of fun and it gives you an insight to the world of Lord Winklebottom. It'll take you about 30 minutes if you're really good, or if you're like me, an hour or so to get through. So it's a nice taste of Winklebottom. Go over there and get your taste too. That's Lord Winklebottom Investigates by Cave Monsters. Go check the demo.
What, tally-ho!
It's trivia time. So I was talking about Lord Winklebottom, and if you remember, level 2, we were like, nope, no video game question. We're going to give you a giraffe question. Well, giraffe trivia is back. Here we go. Giraffe sleeps standing up. True or false? The correct answer is true. Giraffes spend most of their life standing up. They even sleep and give birth standing up. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. Next up on 3 Extra Lives, I did that thing again where I drift away and think of memories of video games. Video games I played when I was young. Video games. Yes, the good old days. And actually, that was me thinking about when I used to play arcade games, because that's something I don't really do these days. When I was younger, I remember that my parents had like a social club that they would go to a lot, and I would go with them. In the social club, there was this ever-present arcade machine spot that got updated from time to time, and that was very exciting. It was like getting a new game, but it was in a location that wasn't your house, and you had to put money in to play it. But I remember going to the social club and being just so excited to hit up the arcade machine, the one sole arcade machine, and that introduced me to the 1989 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game, which was your side-scrolling beat-em-up game by Konami. And that also led into the Simpsons arcade game as well, which came out in 1991. And I have a lot of fond memories of just piling in those coins into those machines and trying to beat those games. And you know what? Never did. Never beat those games. You always get to a point where you got quite far and then you just ran out of lives, and that was it. You had to either put more money in, which as a young person, you know, you didn't have an infinite amount of, and then you'd run out of money and that was your game over. And as years go by, you always have that fondness for arcade machines. I remember a trip in my very early teens where we were over at a seaside resort in England. And there was an arcade at the caravan park we were staying at. And one of the games there that people were queuing to get on was Dance Dance Revolution. Now, this was a few years after Dance Dance Revolution had just come out of the arcades, because that was first released in 1998. But this was just after the 2000s. So it was still relatively new in that space. And people were queuing to get on it. And I'll always remember just waiting to get your chance to do your dancing, get your groove on. Not only was there like crowds of people watching you, which, you know, was a little bit scary, a little bit pressure on you there to perform, but I also remember just people behind you were simulating the moves that you were doing on Dance Dance Revolution. Now, if you've never heard of Dance Dance Revolution or played Dance Dance Revolution, it's basically a game where you're dancing, obviously, and the buttons you press are on the floor. There are arrows on the ground that you have to do in time with the beat of the music. And it's indicated on screen. It's various difficulties. It can get pretty insane. And you have people behind you simulating the moves that you were supposed to do. They were actually like playing the game without playing the game. And it was a way for people to practice their rhythm. And I'll just never forget just the hordes of people that were waiting to get on this machine, because it was so new. It was so different from anything that we'd experienced before. And then just over the years, just going into an arcade, being on holiday with my family when I was younger. It was also the likes of Virtual Striker, which I always loved playing. It was a game that came out on the Dreamcast as well. But I remember getting good enough to beat that I beat the end team, that it started again. So I literally had a free game. And that's kind of the only arcade game I think I can remember that I've managed to play all the way through and then start the cycle again, which I think is quite a rarity in arcades, because I don't think they're supposed to be tough that you don't beat them without putting in a lot of coins. And it also makes me think back of just watching people play the likes of Street Fighter 2, which that is a game that I was obsessed with. Just whenever you see somebody playing it in an arcade, that was like, oh my goodness, I gotta watch this because I wanna see them get to that special zone where they have to beat up a car and destroy a car. Or there, it was the bonus levels, I think, that I was mesmerized with, because this was just like a fighting game with these bonus levels thrown in that were just something I had never really encountered before when I was a lot younger. And it just seemed to be an extension of that game. It wasn't just a fighting game. There was these bonus levels that kind of blew my mind because you didn't see them all the time. And now whenever I walk into an arcade, you see those classics, don't you? Like Time Crisis, the one with the foot pedal where you hold it down to take cover. And those light gun games are also really, really cool. You've got like the House of Dead and other titles like that that make use of the light gun feature. And arcades for me will always have a special place in my heart. I have a dream of just opening an arcade for myself one day. I mean, not just for myself. You can come too, listener. You can come too. And it's something that I think I would love to just experience again. And I know where I live in Ireland, it's just not a big thing. There's still some at seaside towns, and I think that's always going to be a thing. But just having that place dedicated to just arcade machines and the classic machines that we used to play, I would love that. I mean, it would be incredible. I'd love to know if you have any great arcade memories of games that you've played that hold a special place in your heart, because I know it's not really something that happens these days, but is there an arcade machine out there that whenever you see it, you're just like, yes, I have to go throw a few pounds into that or a few dollars into that and have a game, because it just brings back so many nostalgic memories. And wow, arcades, they were great. They were tough. They ate so much of my pocket money, but you know what? I wouldn't have had it any other way. It's trivia time. So I was talking about arcades, and here we go with an arcade question. Which of these are considered the first arcade machine ever released? Computer Space, Pong, or Tank? The correct answer is Computer Space. Computer Space is considered the first ever arcade machine created by Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney under Synergy Engineering in 1971. The machine is held up as the first commercially produced video game, and its creators went on to found Atari together in 1972. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And finally, on this level of three extra lives, just have to say that The Simpsons have done it again. Yes, because if you watch The Simpsons or you have watched The Simpsons in the past, you'll know they have this weird thing where somehow they manage to predict stuff that happens. I mean, okay, if you put out that many episodes, what are we in now? I think we're in like season 31 of The Simpsons, over 600 episodes in 2020, and you're bound to predict something, right? And that's been the case with them predicting the likes of the Super Bowl winner for Super Bowl 26, Disney buying 20th Century Fox, smartwatches, even the Beatles sending belated fan mail, video chatting, the Ebola outbreak, a baby translator, and a certain 45th president of the United States of America. So, why am I bringing this up? Because yes, they've done it again. They've done it again. Well, kind of. Not exactly. Because if you head over to itch.io right now and check out a game called Lee Carvello's Putting Challenge, which comes from an episode of The Simpsons, Season 7, Episode 11, aired back on the 24th of December, 1995. That doesn't make you feel old. I don't know what does. And this was basically an episode where Bart gets caught shoplifting, and there's a redemption arc in there where he's barred from a store. Anyway, Bart ends up giving a Christmas present, which Marge thinks he's stolen, but he hasn't. He's paid for it all with his own money, and she's so happy that she buys him a video game. And there's a video game that just came out in Springfield or the Simpsons world called Bone Storm, which is like a brutal little fighting game. Anyway, Marge doesn't get him that because it's all sold out. She gives him a copy of Lee Carvello's Putting Challenge, which is a really lame golf game where you have some options to putt a ball on the green And in the specific clip that you get in the credits of this episode, you see Lee Carvello, and he's on the green, and Bart's selecting a driver and ends up hitting the ball into the car park. And it's such a small little gimmick that someone's decided to actually turn it into a game. I mean, it's a very small game, it will take you a few minutes to explore, but it's really cool. It's so accurate, and it's the exact carbon copy of what happened in the episode as well. It's even been endorsed by Bill Oakley, who was a showrunner of The Simpsons as well. So head over to itch.io. If you are a fan of The Simpsons, you'll instantly remember this. Well, you should do. I'm on a binge watch of rewatching every episode of The Simpsons right now, and I seem to have some sort of weird memory of everything I've seen so far. I don't know how much Simpsons I watched when I was younger, but it must have been a lot because I'm quoting stuff, I'm remembering it all. It's all in my brain, and it's so funny. But yes, if you're a Simpsons fan, go check this out. Even if you're not, you're curious, go check out the episode even and check this out as well. It's so well done over on itch.io. You can even play it straight in your browser. And it's created by Aaron Dementer over there on itch.io. Definitely gave me a chuckle. And it's worth a few minutes of your time. I'll definitely say that. It's trivia time. So I was talking about The Simpsons, and here we go with a fill the blank. Heavily inspired by Grand Theft Auto, can you name this 2003 video game from The Simpsons franchise? The Simpsons Hit and Donuts. Run. Miss. The correct answer is The Simpsons Hit and Run. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And we have reached the end again. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, over at 3 Extra Lives. Always love to know how you're doing on the trivia. Please keep me up to date. And if you have anything you'd like to talk about, anything you want to bring to my attention, you can tag me on social, or you can email the show at podcast@3extralives.com. Always love to hear from you. Like always, everything I mentioned on this level of 3 Extra Lives will be over at 3extralives.com. Links to everything I've mentioned, so you don't have to go looking. And that brings us to the end once more. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you all in level 54!
Studio. Find more at DragonPoweredStudio.com.
Welcome to Lee Carvello's Putting Challenge. I am Carvello. Now choose a club. You have chosen a 3-wood. May I suggest a putter? 3-wood. Now enter the force of your swing. I suggest Feathered Touch. You have entered Power Drive. Now, push 7, 8, 7 to swing. Ball is in. Parking lot. Would you like to play again? You have selected No.